Hello, welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty.
To many, it seems like these are angry, unhappy times in America, in our world. A new book offers an antidote, The Book of Joy, Lasting Happiness in a Changing World. It brings us wisdom from two of the world's leading spiritual leaders, Archbishop Emeritus Desmond Tutu and the Dalai Lama. It chronicles a conversation between the two, sharing their stories and best teachings for creating long-lasting joy and happiness. And the book pairs their thoughts with scientific research. One of the studies in the book centers on the importance of forgiveness and compassion. With us now is the Hope College psychology professor who did the study. In fact, she has been studying forgiveness and compassion for some two decades. Charlotte Van Ooyen-Whitfleet, welcome to Stateside.
Thank you so much, Cynthia.
Tell us a little about your history of researching forgiveness. What drew you to it?
I had been drawn to thinking about forgiveness really since I was very young. And I learned the tools of my trade, psychological research, studying emotion and physiology while in graduate school. I was training in a clinical psychology PhD program, and I was working clinically with people who almost always had some sort of interpersonal injustice that had hurt them. So I brought together my training in clinical psychology and my research formation as someone who studied emotion and its physiological elements, and I brought that together with my concern for how people can respond to the relational wrongs and wounds in their everyday lives.
All right. So talk to us about the study that you did that was included in the Book of Joy. Can you give us kind of a simple explanation of the questions you were answering and what you've learned?
Yes, thank you. That very first study we ever did in our forgiveness lab asked people to identify a specific person who they held responsible for having caused a wrong or a hurt in that relationship. They then thought about that specific offense and that specific offender in four different ways. The two unforgiving responses involved sort of remembering, reliving, rehashing, ruminating, as well as grudge holding. On the other hand, we also had two more forgiving responses, one of which involved some empathic perspective taking about the humanity of the offender, and then the forgiveness, which aimed to find even a small way to wish the offender well in the growth, learning, or change that was needed.
Tell us what happened when people focused on the empathy and the letting go and forgiving exercise.
Well, we found many emotional and physiological side effects of that sort of moral response. We found a shift away from negative and toward positive emotion. We found that people were calmer, that they perceived that they were more in control. They certainly experienced more empathy and forgiveness. And physiologically, their faces were calmer. Their brows were less furrowed. The muscles under their eyes were less tensed. Their sweat levels were able to drop off as they do as people become more calm in the laboratory. Their heart rates were less reactive and more calm, and their blood pressure was also less reactive.
That's really, really striking. And did you really see that so clearly? Did it just jump right out at you?
It was undeniable statistically, and we were very happy that another lab in Tennessee, shortly after using a different kind of approach to studying this, found very similar results. And we have since published four experiments that have replicated the effects of what we now call compassionate reappraisal in comparison to rumination about those old hurts.
So in essence, when we keep stewing over those past hurts, we're picking at that emotional scab that keeps us churned up. And then when I think about the Book of Joy, it seems like this is the scientific backdrop to so many spiritual beliefs, such as turning the other cheek or, you know, let he who is without sin cast the first stone.
It's really important, I think, that what we're doing is trying to see more of the truth, not less. We're trying to see the truth of the offender's humanity and have a clear-eyed view of the wrongdoing and its implications. But we also then have the opportunity to see that wrongdoing as evidence that this offender needs to change, to grow, to learn. And even if we can't remain in a relationship with this person because it may not be healthy or safe to do so, we can still desire that good change in the offender.
Well, it certainly is the kind of mindset that belongs in the Book of Joy when you consider these two spiritual leaders, Archbishop Tutu and the Dalai Lama. What does it mean for you personally to be a part of this book, the Book of Joy?
Well, it was such an interesting opportunity because in the year 2010, I had been at the concluding event of a happiness project that had been through Emory. And there were many different interfaith leaders. And so at that time, what was so striking is to realize that interfaith conversations do address areas of common concern, such as compassion, such as forgiveness, but also address those honest areas of difference. And I think in the Book of Joy, you see both those areas of common concern, but you also see the particularities of each tradition shining through. And their friendship shows that they have listened well to each other and can see those particularities, those differences, and those shared areas of concern.
Charlotte Van Ooyen-Whitfleet is a professor of psychology at Hope College. Her research on forgiveness and compassion is included in the Book of Joy, Conversations Between the Dalai Lama and Archbishop Desmond Tutu, Lasting Happiness in a Changing World. Charlotte, we want to thank you so much for sharing your work with us on Stateside.
Thank you so much, Cynthia. A pleasure.